Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. Joining us now is a good friend, an expert on China. He is an author and a frequent guest on the show. And the reason he's a frequent guest is that he knows what the heck he's talking about. Please join me in welcoming Gordon Chang to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Show. I'll make this real fast. Gordon Chang, just so you know, is the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War and Losing South Korea. His previous books are Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and The Coming Collapse of China, both from Random House. Now, Chang lived and worked in China and Hong Kong for almost two decades, recently in Shanghai as counsel to the American law firm Paul Weiss, and earlier in Hong Kong as partner in the international law firm Baker & McKenzie. This guy is, he's the last word, folks, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time telling you how excellent he is. Take it from me, he's excellent. Now, so this week, Gordon, welcome to the show. We've got the president. This is how he tells it in the presser. He says, well, we had three balloons shot down. Those balloons are likely tied to private companies for recreation and research. And even though we knew about the spy balloon when it entered the Aleutians, we didn't shoot that one down. So here's the conclusion. You got three innocuous balloons that they shot down, and the one spy craft, the White House says they knew it had entered the Aleutians. They allowed it to hover over our sensitive missile sites, our nuclear sites, our intercontinental ballistic sites, and they allow it to traverse the United States. They let it do its work, and then they shoot it down. So my conclusion, tell me if I'm wrong, is if you don't know what it is, you shoot it down, even if it's a $12 balloon. But if you know it's China's balloon, you let it do its work, traverse the United States, and then you shoot it down over the water and hope that you can get something. What the heck is going on?
Yeah, what the heck is going on? Clearly, the reaction of the Pentagon and the Biden administration to the Chinese spy balloon was inexplicable and certainly unexcusable. Really, what we have here is they said that they saw this balloon lift off from China's Hainan Island. They tracked it most of the way across the Pacific, and they should have shot it down as soon as it hit territorial airspace over the Aleutians. That was January 28th. Right. Now, there's some dispute among watchers about when the Biden himself first learned of this, but the point is the Pentagon should have notified Biden as soon as it was approaching U.S. airspace, and that decision to shoot down should have been made on January 28th or earlier.
Well, the decision was not made until after two guys from Montana see it in the air and then start calling, making phone calls about it. But the thing that doesn't make sense to me, Gordon Chang, is that if they knew about it when it left China, now they tell us that, and, you know, there's a lot of all of a sudden they knew everything. But they didn't cancel Blinken's trip to China until well after we knew that it was hovering over Montana and our nuclear ballistic missile sites. So I suspect that they would have allowed Blinken to go to China, except for the fact that we knew about it. Am I wrong?
Yes. No, you're not wrong about that, because the president of the United States has been very clear. I mean, after the shoot down, Biden told Judy Woodruff of PBS that this was not going to change U.S. policy. I mean, how could it not change policy, Judge? And then he told Telemundo the following day that this balloon incident was, quote, not a major breach. Of course it was a major breach. Biden wants to talk to the Chinese regardless. China sees this. And basically what Biden said after the shoot down was to Beijing, you do whatever you want. Send more balloons. We're not going to change our policy. And the American people should be outraged at that. And of course, then we have these following three objects. We don't know where these came from. And I don't think the president knows that it was not from China, Russia, or some other power trying to spy on us.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because he says that the three aerial objects that they shot down are likely not related to China surveillance. Now, Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, says they haven't secured them yet. So how the hell do they know what they are to say they're not related to China? Because you and I both know if they're not related to China, they don't get shot down until they do their work. But now somebody from the White House came out earlier this week and said, well, it could be one of those used car lot balloons. So we send out a $400,000 Sidewinder missile, and then we missed it. And then we send out another $400,000 Sidewinder. So we're at $800,000 for maybe a U.S. Car lot balloon, or at some hobby club that lost their balloon. Is this president so non-connected that he doesn't realize how hypocritical he is? You know, he doesn't take the three down. And he says, this is our policy. I still don't know what the policy is. And then Biden says, he says, when I first came into office, I instructed the intelligence community to take a broad look at the phenomenon of unidentified flying objects. Now, he's either lying and messing with the truth, or he's prescient, like he knew this was going to be an issue. Which is it?
I don't know. But I can say, though, of those three objects, we know that two of them entered North American airspace from the north, and that suggests Russia. And we also know that because the U.S. military is so capable that it could track the location, the lifting off of the first balloon, then we should be able to know something of the tracks of these other objects. And the Biden administration just needs to tell the American people, if we know where these things came from, then he needs to say that. Now, if these were really commercial objects or objects from a research institution, then you would expect somebody to complain that their objects were shot down. Mm-hmm. So far, we have only heard one party suggest that one of them might be theirs. We don't know about the other two. For the president to try to minimize this, I think is wrong. And by the way, we have heard the reporting from CNN that the administration thinks that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, did not know about the Chinese spy balloon.
Oh, that's nonsense.
And that tends to minimize the role of the senior Chinese leadership. Now, I actually believe that the Chinese military is so powerful that it can do what it wants. So it's a possibility, but I don't think it's the most likely possibility given the nature of the Chinese system, which has become extremely centralized under Xi Jinping. I just find that this administration is putting out a lot of information, and all of it tends to minimize China's role, which therefore suggests that, as you pointed out, you know, Biden is so hopelessly devoted to communication and talking to the Chinese that the Chinese now know they can do whatever they want, because there never will be any cost on Beijing for obviously a very dangerous, provocative violation of our sovereignty and perhaps even an act of war.
Well, as I've said, even last week, I said never in the history of America have we had F-22 stealth jets actually take down objects over the continental United States. I mean, the only time we've had fighter jets was at Pearl Harbor, but we've never had our fighter jets engaged in any kind of mission over the continental United States, shooting down aerial objects. But, you know, the truth is that Biden knows that this is, Gordon Chang, his vulnerability. And so he snapped at a reporter over a question when he came out of that presser this past week about his family's business relationships. When somebody, you know, yelled something like asking if his family's dealings with China were compromised, United States dealings with China were compromised by his family's business relationships, Biden whipped his head toward the reporter, frowned, saying, "Give me a break, man." And then laughed. I mean, it's this glib kind of give me a break. And yet, you know, he's very glib about the whole thing. He says very little. And Kamala Harris, Gordon Chang, when she's asked, you know, does this spy balloon from China, does it damage relations? She says, of course not. Now, it's almost as though, as you have just suggested, China is a protected class.
Yes. You know, and we've go back during the Biden administration and previous administrations, it's the United States that is encouraged China to become even more belligerent. The way we did that was that we ignored provocative acts from China, and that emboldened the worst aspects in the Chinese elements in the Chinese political system by showing everybody else in Beijing that aggression worked. So we have policies that sound good to the ear, and we think they should work, but in fact they haven't. And in fact, they've created this dangerous situation. Biden is hopelessly stuck with these policies, which means he's aggravating one of the most dangerous, most perilous periods in history by encouraging the Chinese to do more things against us.
Well, and apparently now, Gordon Chang, the FBI sees a growing Chinese hacking threat. The deputy assistant director of the FBI cyber division spoke at a National Association of the Secretaries of State this past Thursday, saying Chinese hackers are part of a sea of things, that's a quote, that we're concerned about, and warned the United States that Chinese hackers pose a growing threat and that their attempt to target political parties shows that there will be significant Chinese cyber activity in the coming year.
We know in 2020 that the Chinese helped Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primaries, and then it helped Biden over Trump in the general election. They've been messing in our elections, and their operations, from all that we can tell, Judge, are far larger than China's and very well may be more, than Russia's, and very well may be more effective than Russia's. So China is the cyber threat. It's the threat that the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about. And going back to your earlier point about Biden snapping at a reporter, if you look at just from a distant point of view, Hunter Biden's relations with China, you take out the partisan filter. The point is, these relations don't happen in the absence of corruption or influence peddling. And the president needs to address that to the American public, because the facts are there. He has an obligation to say, what about Hunter Biden's business dealings? Especially because we know from the New York Times that Biden actually lied to the American people during the campaign about his relations and his son's relations with foreign business parties. So clearly, president needs to address this, and his failure to do so, I think, is an indication of a guilty conscience.
All right, Gordon Chang, I want to thank you for sharing your expertise with us, and we will, I'm sure, be back to you as this simmering relationship continues in the Biden administration. Thanks so much, Gordon.
Thank you, Judge.
All right. And never forget, that's the commitment we made on 9/11. Honor it by donating $11 a month, just $11. Donald to Towers Foundation at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. And up next on the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show, I will gavel out with my closing argument coming up here on the Red Apple Audio Network.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show.